Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've been posting videos now on YouTube for something like 8 years. I put up a couple thousand videos. I've rambled on a whole bunch of different topics. Sometimes I tend to stick with things like the law, and automobiles, current events, things like that. And over the years, I've picked up some subscribers and some people who follow my show, and I greatly appreciate that. And the numbers actually even astound me. I recently crossed, 318,000 subscribers. But I get a lot of people who comment on my videos or email me or even write me letters. I've got people who actually correspond with me with paper letters, with postage stamps and the whole shoot and match. And I really, really appreciate that. And I'm still, like I said, kind of just humbled by the fact that so many people go out of their way to not just watch my videos, but to let me know they watch them. And along the way, one of the things I've discovered is that a large number of people in my audience, a disproportionate number, are amateur radio operators, ham radio operators. And I've got a brother who was a ham radio operator back in the day. And so I'm familiar with that world, but I am not myself. And so I've had people ask me, they say, Steve, I see stuff on your set that hints about amateur radio. I often wear shirts that have been sent to me by viewers who are amateur radio operators. But a lot of people have commented on this radio tube right here. And now, I've got several radio tubes on the set. And the microphones, I've said, are an homage to my time in radio when I was a disc jockey. I worked in radio as a disc jockey and also as a talk show host. And I started collecting microphones years and years and years ago. And I've had people send me in the radio tubes because I mentioned how cool I thought they were. And a few years back, a gentleman named Norman Kreller sent me in this tube, and you don't know it until I tell you, but this tube is actually plugged in and it glows. And so I've got it wired with the rest of my set. When I press the button, it turns on everything on the set. It turns on this tube. And at the end of the video, I will shut the lights off so you can see that I'm telling you the truth about that. But Norm contacted me out of the blue one day and just said, Steve, I'm an amateur radio operator. I watch your videos. I love your channel, and I'd like to send you a radio tube. And he goes, it's like ones that you've got, but I have one that I've wired for you so that when you put it on the set and plug it in, it'll glow, unlike the other tubes. And I worked at radio stations where I could actually, while I was in the air, see through the window at the transmitter. I could see the tubes glowing. And the tubes are kind of like the heart of the radio station, right? That's where the warmth is. That's where the power is. That's what keeps the radio station alive. And so I sent him a note back and said, Ab, I'd be honored to have that. And he sent it to me, and I put it on the set. And I very quietly put it on the set. A lot of stuff gets added to my set where I don't make announcements like, hey, everybody, look at this, look at that. And so stuff comes, stuff goes, and some of it stays around longer than others. But a lot of people commented on this because they caught the fact that the call sign was on it. And you can look up a call sign and find out where somebody's located. So W-8-N-E-C, of course, was Norm Kreller's call sign. And I got a couple notes from people very, very recently. And there's some people who follow this stuff really closely. And I had several people say, Steve, just to let you know that Norm Kreller passed away. And Norm is the gentleman who made me this tube and sent it to me. And I was saddened to hear that, but I read his obituary. In fact, I read a couple of different versions of it because it popped up in a couple of different places. And I want to thank the people who sent me the note about this because it's not something I would have caught on my own because Norm, although he is apparently from Michigan, was not near me in the sense of geographical sense. And so it wouldn't have popped up on my radar unless someone pointed it out to me. But he did pass away in May, so a little bit over a month ago. And I want to tell you about Norm because I sounds like a fascinating guy. And like I said, my only connection with him was that he sent me the tube. We corresponded briefly, had some very nice email exchanges. But I never met the man. But that also, I think, is quite typical of my audience because there are people out there, and I understand how this is, who watch every video I put up. And so you spend 20 minutes or half hour with me every single day, despite the fact I don't know who you are or that you've done that, because that's the way, the nature of videos. And it's like being in radio. When I was on the radio, I never knew if people were listening. I often suspected they weren't. And so the fact that there are people out there who spend the time and develop a relationship, and some people reach up, but not everyone does. So Norm Crowler passed away in May, and this is from the Toledo Blade. Mike Segov wrote the obituary. Norman E. Crowler, a longtime maintenance manager at the Toledo Jeep plant and a licensed electrician whose clients had included the former Toledo Sports Arena and the former Toledo Gold Diggers ice hockey team, died May 23rd in Temperance. He was 83 years old. Longtime maintenance manager at the Toledo Jeep plant and a licensed electrician. And you can see where all of these things come together. Obviously, for him to wire that tube so it glows in the dark was not the most complicated job he ever took on. But he worked at the Toledo Jeep plant, and we all love cars. We all love Jeeps. His daughter-in-law, Tara Koch, says he had an aneurysm. He retired in 2011 from what is now Toledo Assembly Complex after 30 years as a maintenance manager. Almost 30 years. Highlights of his Jeep career included helping close down the Stickney Avenue plant. Before that, he's an electrician at Dana Corp for several years. Before and during that time, he is also contracted as an electrician with many clients, such as the Toledo Sports Arena and the former Toledo Gold Diggers team. So the man, I don't know if he's necessarily a hockey fan, but that's kind of cool to be able to work in an environment like that and be around, you know, sports. Mrs. Koch says he could take anything apart and put it back together. He could make any machinery work. I have a brother. I have a brother who if you said, Steve, describe your brother to me. He could take it apart, put it back together again. That's him. She said he was definitely a hard worker. He's also a family man. He was nice, friendly, and helpful. He would help anybody with just about anything. In retirement, Mr. Crowler volunteered at the Elmhurst Elementary School lunchroom, helping the staff clear tables and helping younger children open their lunch packages when his grandchildren attended the school in the 2010s. In 1984, he married Karen Smith, who survives. 1984. And I like to think about these kind of things. I've said this before. What were you doing in 1984? Norm and Karen were getting married. And they were still together when he passed. So, sounds like a wonderful marriage. In his free time, Mr. Crowler liked being with his family, especially attending his grandchildren's social events and sports games. Mr. Crowler also enjoyed operating a ham radio for many years with call sign W8NEC, which is behind me, and also W8MPM. He also dined out with fellow ham radio operators and Jeep retirees. And watching college football games on television, he was an avid University of Michigan football fan. So I'm sure, like me, he followed the University of Michigan last year when they won the Big Ten championship and made it into the playoffs for the NCAA championship. He was preceded in death by his son James, brother Bill, sisters Nellie and Ruth. And it is a story, a testament to a wonderful life. The other obituary I found is pretty much a lot of the same information, but he was born in November of 1938. So obviously before World War II, he's from Saginaw. I worked in Saginaw radio for a while, WKNX. I think I told him that at one time. He also had some other jobs that are interesting. A projectionist for a local movie theater, did work at Dana Corporation and for Jeep, and he was the maintenance supervisor at Toledo Jeep plant after he worked there. Then he retired in 2011, and he had a variety of hobbies. And he also, one of the things about ham radio operators is that you might have friends you hang out with locally who do this, but you communicate with the radio all over the place. And part of it is to see who you can connect with and where. And I remember that fascination my brother had when he had his ham radio set up. to find out who he had spoken to and where. And it was just astounding. And it brings the world into your house. You know, the fact that you're communicating with people all around the world with these radios. He enjoyed watching college football, lifelong fan of University of Michigan. But his biggest accomplishment and passion was his family. Met his loving wife, Karen. They got married in 84. Says here he loved her unconditionally for 38 years and enjoyed many adventures with her by his side. They loved spending time together and considered watching their three grandchildren as they grew from babies to now teenagers as their biggest adventure. He lightheartedly listed his occupation on Facebook as babysitting you, like babysitting university. He shared many wonderful moments with his grandchildren, Brittany, Nicole, and Kyle. It'll be forever cherished. Proud of his daughter, Lori Kreller, for obtaining her doctoral degree in 2021. Congratulations. And would introduce her to everyone as Dr. Lori Kreller whenever he had the chance. And he was very proud that Lori and his stepson, James, followed his footsteps to the Toledo Jeep plant. And the loss that Norman's family feels now is indescribable. I have to tell you that a person's life is not summarized by a resume. It is the family that remains. So, obviously, a wonderful man, wonderful person. Like I said, I did not know him personally and never met him. But I assure you that Norm will be missed. And I want to thank the people who pointed out to me that he'd passed. And I want to remind people that the tube here represents Norm, friend of mine, friend of the show, and in the world of the ham radio operators, they refer to a key going silent. So there's a silent key, W8NEC. Thank you, Norm, and I wish his family the best. Bye-bye.